Welcome to the Under the Capes podcast, your geek business guide. I'm going under the capes of bloggers, cosplayers, gamers, and other entrepreneurs to find out how they've built a following around doing what they love. I'm your host, Tim Lutie, and today we're going under the cape of New York Comic Con. How's it going, entrepreneurs? It is the week of New York Comic Con. I'm super excited about it. It's my first time going to New York Comic Con. And for this special episode, I wanted to share with you some insights from past guests I've had on the show that will be in New York this weekend. So I've had some amazing guests on so far, and I'm going to be... luckily, a lot of them are going to be coming to New York this weekend to attend as press, attend as exhibitors, cosplayers, just plain fans like myself. So it's a really cool group. I'm really excited for the convention. This week, I'll be kind of firming up my schedule of what I want to see. I know the queue process and the panel process is a little bit different than some of the other conventions I'm used to. But there's going to be a lot of awesome panels. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be there on Saturday since they missed San Diego Comic-Con. The Punisher will be there, and maybe we'll get an actual release date for that, which would be great. Marvel's The Runaways, their new Hulu show, will be there. The Gifted will be there on Sunday, which I got to see the first episode last night, and it is really good. I definitely recommend that if you haven't checked that out yet. So there's a lot of other awesome panels. One panel that's part of the special NYCC Insiders Sessions powered by ICV2. Is a special series of panel just for industry insiders. It's a separately ticketed event just on Thursday. And it sounds like a great group of presenters. If you're an industry insider, it definitely seems like a great event for you. And at 1:45 on Thursday, Rob Salkowitz will be presenting on measuring the social impact of geek culture. So he talks about tools for analyzing social media data, and a lot of other cool stuff. That sounds like a great panel. And earlier this year, before San Diego Comic-Con, I got a chance to talk to Rob, where he recommends letting your career kind of take its own trajectory. And we talk a little bit about how his career has definitely done that. So let's hear from Rob.
The best decision I ever made was not going into the comics business and sort of building my own stuff on the outside and then sort of edging into it when I was ready. That worked for me. If you've got the Jones to, be a cartoonist and tell a graphic story, then you got to do that. But I think in general, the best business advice I can give to people right now is kind of be open to serendipity. Don't plan on specific stuff happening. Like, just put yourself out there and, to a certain extent, you can make opportunities happen, but to a greater extent, people will ask you to do stuff. And even if it doesn't appear to have an immediate benefit to you, like, maybe think about doing it, and it opens doors that you didn't even know would be there.
There you have it, guys. So yeah, definitely, don't be afraid to let your career go where it might and explore different opportunities that you might be interested in. If you're interested, again, Rob's panel is on Thursday, Measuring the Social Impact of Geek Culture, 1:45 at the River Pavilion. And you can follow Rob at Rob Salk, S-A-L-K, on Twitter for his going-ons the rest of the con. Another person I'm really looking forward to catching up with this week is Sully from the Nerd Foo. So he'll actually, he's the marketing manager at Funko, so he'll be working the Funko booth 722, which you actually needed to enter a lottery to get access to. So I don't know how easy it'll be to just kind of go check out that booth this weekend if you're just kind of curious, and, you know, just doing some window shopping. It may be pretty restricted. But in episode 4 of the podcast, I got to talk with Sully and Steve about how they cover other fan conventions. So I know Sully's going to be working this one, but if you are planning on going as press or, you know, just looking to create some content during the convention, Sully has some great words of advice for you.
Well, you know, it's kind of evolved from when we just went as fans that first year. But I think we decided early on, whether or not we even said it out loud or not, that we wanted to cover cons from the fans' perspective. So we both go to panels. We love going and trying to get into Hall H every year at San Diego Comic-Con and seeing stars from our favorite shows and movies at these cons. And instead of doing it from a press angle, we go and sit in the seats just like everybody else. We may sometimes get a little better seat, but Steve takes notes, and I've learned photography over the years, so we've invested a little bit in equipment and make sure to get some really good photos and get those out in blog posts. But I think where the real power of our channels come in is that we share while we're in the panel. We've figured out how to share details and photos before pretty much any of the other big press outlets in most cases, even Hall H at SDCC. Mm-hmm. We've managed to get photos out before anybody else while they're going through approval processes and managers and all these other levels. We're right. Like, all right, give me a quote and I've got the photo and big bang boom, we're done. It's out the door and it's shared all over the web before anybody else can even get to it. And that's really helped us build our channel, and it lets people know, like, in advance. We put up a the con before the storm post. Mm-hmm. That says pre-game. We're going to be at this con, and here's the panels we're interested in going to, and keep a lookout. We're probably going to be sharing live from there, assuming we can get a connection. And then when people are watching along, sometimes it just really takes off. We've had supernatural images from Hall H that have gone like 500 retweets in a couple of hours, just because there's such a rabid community around that.
So if you're interested in following Sully and the Nerd Foo this week, you can follow him at CS Sully on Twitter and at the Nerd Foo. And go walk as close as they'll let you to Funko booth number 722, unless you were lucky enough to get in that lottery, in which case, happy shopping. The other booth that I'm hoping you'll go do some shopping at, and I think you will definitely want to go check out, is the Hero Within booth, Tony Kim's company. That's booth 2569, and he does some awesome high-end geek men's fashion. So he's got so this week he'll have some New York Comic-Con exclusives. They'll also be bringing out their special on their Batman peacoat, their light peacoat, and their Flash hoodie. And they've got a lot of other great stuff, like their Superman blazer, their Man of Steel blazer, a lot of clothing items that let your geek flag fly while also looking professional, which has been going great for Tony because it is a need in the industry, and it's a unique idea that they've been able to fill. And here's Tony talking about the importance of coming up with your own unique idea.
A great quote by a writer whose name is Todd Henry, and he always says at the end of his, whenever he does a piece, he always says, cover bands don't change the world. And what he means by that is, you know, that everyone loves a good cover band. Like, there's nothing better than going to a party, a good cover band, right? But no one's at the end of life is ever going to say this cover band changed their life or was the inspiration of whatever. Because cover bands come and go. You know, they really are they're just riding off of someone else's success, and they are flash in the pan, they're gone. So it's the people who set out to really create original work, do something that's new, do something that's never been done before, something that's, there's no risk when it comes to being a cover band. So just, you know, that means setting out, doing something that's scary, doing something that you would never thought you'd be able to do, that you're completely unqualified for, and go for it. And those are the opportunities that really lead to things that change not only yourself but change the market. So 9 times out of 10 you'll fail, but that 10th time you never know what's going to happen. So you know, don't be a cover band.
So yeah, once again, definitely check out Tony and Hero Within at booth 2569. They're going to be having some awesome items, special sales this weekend. You can also follow them on Twitter at Hero Within Inc. And you can follow Tony at Crazy for Comic Con. And another one of my past guests is Alyssa Franks, who runs the Friends of Comic Con forum and blog. And she does an amazing job, especially with this being my first New York Comic Con, does an amazing job kind of preparing people for that, helping you connect with other people, and giving you the information you might need to make it a great con. They especially cover San Diego Comic Con, but they're branching out more and more to all conventions and, you know, trying to grow the site. And that's something that Alyssa and I talked about, the importance of solving a need that you have to create your own brand. So let's hear from Alyssa.
Do what you want to do. Don't do what other people tell you that is useful. Don't follow anybody else. Don't be the next Jack Kirby. Be your own artist. Seriously, you've got to listen to the inner voice. And sometimes you have to wait for it. I wanted to start a forum for a few years before I found the topic that I wanted to start the forum on. And, you know, I went to San Diego Comic-Con and it was there. I was on Facebook. Facebook did not meet my needs. Therefore, I needed to create something that met my needs. And if that was running it myself, then run it yourself. It's going to be a lot of hard work, but you're going to be happy doing it. It's not work if you're happy doing it. It's fun if you enjoy it. I went to Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con. I was so jealous of everybody who could, like, go to the bathroom, you know, because they had friends in line. And it all started from that one feeling of wanting to have somebody to talk to when I was standing in line. And it morphed into this. It's wonderful.
So definitely check out the Friends of Comic-Con forum. If it solves a need for Alyssa, I think it definitely solves a need for you as well. And you can follow Friends of CC at Friends of CCI on Twitter. And you can follow Alyssa at Alyssa Franks on Twitter. And the other part of this weekend that I'm super excited about is the cosplaying. So Boston Comic Con was the first time that I cosplayed all 3 days of the convention. And I had a blast, even on some of the days where I was just... You know, I was Superboy by wearing a, you know, Superboy t-shirt. It was still great to dress up every day. So I'm going to do that again this year for New York Comic Con. Friday, I'm going to be wearing my Cable cosplay that I first wore at San Diego and that I upgraded a little bit for Boston. I was really happy with how it came out for Boston. So it'll be that same costume. I haven't made any upgrades to it since then. And this will be the last time I wear this iteration. I think someday I'd like to revisit it, and you know, I'm already thinking of ways I can improve it, and you know, kind of do a version 2 on the Cable cosplay, because I had a blast wearing it. So look out for that on Friday, and then I will be dressed as the Punisher on Saturday. So my buddy Rob dressed as the Punisher at San Diego Comic-Con. So I'll be wearing his vest and, you know, kind of basically that whole outfit as we get closer to the Punisher releasing on Netflix. Or maybe it's still months and months away. We don't know yet. But that seemed like a really great casual cosplay to wear on Saturday. Hopefully to the Punisher panel. We will see about that. And one of my other past guests will also be cosplaying this weekend, Marcos, a.k.a. Everyone's Hero Cosplay. He will be cosplaying this weekend as Blade on Friday and as Static Shock on Saturday. And I'm really excited to see the Static Shock. He's posted a couple of test photos of some of the elements. So I'm pumped to see the whole thing come together, because Static Shock was just one of the best shows growing up. And he talks about taking great cosplay photos, which I think is really important. So let's hear from everyone's hero.
The funny thing is, as a cosplayer and a semi whatever photographer, I realize that a lot of cosplayers don't like know how to pose. So it's kind of funny, like when I ask them for a photo, I'm like, well, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, oh, well, okay, I'll pose it myself. Pretty much when I'm taking a photo, I usually take a photo of a character I know. So I just try to have them do like a pose from the show or a movie or whatever. Like if I was doing, like I took a picture of Invisible Woman at the pool. And I just had her do like the generic, like holding her hands up like she's about to go invisible type stuff. Mm-hmm. Any stuff like that, and then just do the editing later to make it look cool.
Classic. Yeah, I saw those. Those look good.
Thank you.
What editing do you do after to spruce them up?
It depends on the character. Sometimes I just do normal like color editing to make it look more alive and stuff. Or if it's like can't think of a character on top of my head. Like let's say Iron Man or something. I'll like have like fire coming out of his cannon if they had a cannon or something. Or if they have a sword, I'll add like shine to the sword so it looks like it's glimmering in the light. I try to make it look like they're the actual character, you know what I mean?
So definitely look to hopefully get a picture with Everyone's Hero this weekend, and follow him on Everyone's Hero Cosplay on Instagram. He posts a lot of great photos during and after the convention. So you'll get a great idea of some of the other cosplayers that were there this weekend. Speaking of which, one of the other cosplayers I'm really excited about seeing is Kepra Cosplay. So she will be competing in the New York Comic Con Eastern Championships of Cosplay on Saturday from 8 to 10 on Main Stage 1D. And she'll be bringing her Brainiac cosplay. And while she's said it hasn't been finished, even as she was posting progress photos, over a month ago, they looked amazing. And I think she's gonna knock it out of the park. She's won cosplay competitions before, and I know this one is the Eastern Championships. It's a really stiff competition, but I'm really looking forward to seeing her out there, and I think it's going to be an awesome one. So let's hear from Kepra on the importance of other cosplayers not comparing yourself to others.
The advice I have is don't compare yourself to others. Mm-hmm. Really don't. I know it's hard. I did it. I still kind of do it once in a while. But every cosplayer, every artist is at a different stage in their craft. And if you're just starting out, don't compare yourself to others. There's no shame in being a beginner. There's no shame in asking questions. Don't let anybody make you feel bad or inept because you're a beginner. If you are going to compare yourself to others, do it in a way that motivates you to do more or be better, and ask questions. A lot of cosplayers love sharing. They really do. Once in a while, you'll find one that's like, no, figure it out on your own. And, whatever, that's their prerogative, and move on to another one that's willing to share. But don't be afraid to ask questions. We all love to share. We all love to help others achieve their goals and their love. And we actually, at least from my experience, love to help others find their own confidence and their voice. So my number one advice, do not compare yourself to others, because everybody has their own starting point. And if you see something that blows your mind and you're like, I could never do that. Well, you know what? You probably couldn't do that today, but I bet you in a year you probably could. Don't sell yourself short.
So great advice to Kepra. She heads into a competition where she'll be compared to other amazing cosplayers from the country and possibly world. And yeah, I think that'll be a great event to check out. You can follow her on Instagram at Kepra Cosplay. That's K-H-E-P-E-R-A Cosplay. And there's some sneak peeks of her cosplay up there, as well as the other amazing cosplay she's done in the past. And definitely, if you have time to make it to the Eastern Championships of Cosplay on Saturday at 8 o'clock on Main Stage 1D, I recommend checking it out. And my last guest really brings all of these New York Comic Con elements together. It's Dan Nastro, the writer and director of Convention the Film, which is set and was filmed live at New York Comic Con. And Dan talks about, you know, whether no matter what you are interested in creating, you should just get started. So let's hear from Dan.
My advice to someone starting out now would be put it out there, even if it's no good, and keep going. That's the one thing, is that there are so many things I wrote. There's so many things I've done, like finished, and it's there. But it's like, if you don't put it out, it doesn't exist. It exists to you, maybe, and maybe you learn something about it, but you have to just, you never know. You never know what people are going to respond to. You got to keep going. You got to keep moving. You got to keep creating, and eventually you'll have a hit. It's like, how many tickets are you going to get in a raffle? I was like, all right, I'm going to spend all my money on one ticket, you know, and filmmakers or anyone creative, musicians, artists and stuff, it's different for them because they think, oh, I'm working really hard at this one thing and I'm going to make it perfect and it's going to be great. But ultimately it's just another ticket in the raffle. You gotta do more. You gotta do more than just the one great thing. And I'm saying this as I'm guilty of doing just that, because, you know, with this film, it was basically, it was exactly everything I just didn't say, because I spent the last year kind of working on it and mixing it and, you know, creating it. And, but that's only because, you know, I'm at a place now where I want to tell stories that mean something to me. I'm in a phase right now where I want to do some stuff that's very personal. You know, and stuff that, you know, whether people like it or not, it might be really weird, might be a little different, it might not be marketable. This I happen to think is very marketable, but there might be things I do want to do that aren't marketable. But yeah, just keep putting stuff out there, because you never know what people are going to respond to.
There you go, guys. And Dan and the cast of Convention will be at the con this weekend. And be sure to follow them on Twitter at Convention Film for information. Dan mentioned they may be doing a private screening during the event, so you can follow them to potentially hear more about that. And you can go to conventionthefilm.com to check out the trailer and learn more about them. So I hope this episode has been a quick tease of all the fun to be had at New York Comic Con. I'll put all the links to all my guests' information, where you can find them this weekend, and links to the past episodes that they have done on Under the Capes. They've all been kind enough to share full episodes where they all offer some really cool insights. I'm looking forward to a couple of them I have yet to meet in person, so I'm looking forward to doing that this weekend, as well as hopefully catching up with the rest. The other thing that I will have as a mission this weekend is to do more live interviews, just like I did for Boston Comic Con. So I'll be going around the convention floor and talking to other, you know, exhibitors and panelists and guests and getting some insights from them. And I will be sharing all of that next Monday in a post-New York Comic Con episode. And I'll also recap my adventures in New York. So that should be a fun episode. Until then, all of the show notes will be at underthecapes.com/episode23. And you can follow me all this weekend as I share my experiences at New York Comic Con at Under the Capes on Twitter and at Under the Capes Podcast on Instagram. And definitely, if you like the show, please give us a rating and a review on iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere else you might be listening. And I look forward to seeing you guys in New York this weekend, and I look forward to talking to you more about it afterwards. Thanks.